Sunday the 14th from noon to 3 p.m. for a dog adoption event. Well, okay, that's everything on current events. I've got to tell you, we're not having a new pet of the week because Nancy's traveling, but I want to tell you that Howitzer, our kitty, our white cat with a stuck-on tabby tail, is still there looking for a home, and Emily, our black and white kitty, still needs a home. So hopefully you'll check them out on current events, www.marthanorwalk.com, or go down to the Kelt Shelter. We need to get Howitzer and Emily a home before Christmas, please. And let's see, next week, Martha Jordan in the studio, Bruce Richards and Mishka from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We're going to talk about curly and bear dogs. We'll talk about Takeri Hunter, the breeder of these dogs, how important they are to managing wildlife humanely. And we can stop the cougar hunting and all that good stuff if we just have enough curly and bear dogs working with officers of the Department of Fish and Game. And let's see, we're going to start kick off the fundraising program to purchase two more dogs for our state. Woohoo! Phew! All of that. There we go. All right. I tell you what. We have got a lot to do in this next hour. Gary, let's dump the tip. We've heard it. We don't need to. I'm okay. I don't have to go to the bathroom. I know too much information, but, you know, that's really what it's for. And so I can hang in for another hour. We'll just do a little jingle cats. We'll come right back with Dr. Al. We've got phone calls to get to. I've got a long email. You got to hear this. Wow. This is so we got to do this email. We got to do phone calls. And lines are open if you want to give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Gary will just put you on hold. You'll know you've been answered when you can hear the show in your ear. Just hang on until we pull you up on the air. Send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And phew, there we go. We're done with this hour. Starting the next one. Stay with us. We're here till noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
And welcome you to the third hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to get there is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is the first Sunday of the month. It's the 7th of December already. Holy moly. But that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Also the Human Compendium of Articles, which is actually entitled Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications. Both of those books are available through his website, www.drpluckner.com. That's P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. The Pets at Risk book is available at Amazon.com. You can also get both of the books from the publisher, NewsagePress.com. And Dr. Al, let's see, we went over the basic endocrine immune imbalance last hour and what it's all about, the blood test that you've created, the fact that there's only one lab running it. Still, though, we've got Helen out in Duval with her kitty, and there are some vets in our area that are familiar with the testing and the treatment protocol, and they are listed on Dr. Al's website. drpluckner.com. There's a find a vet link there that lists the vets that we know of that are doing this work. And if you don't have internet access or can't access that information or need help, certainly Heather, you can call me off the air. And I can help you. So, I mean, not talking Heather, I'm talking Helen. Of course, Heather, too, but we know she's not answering because she's in Ocean Shores without her computer up yet. So, Helen, you can call me at my home office, which is 206-525-2016, if you need some help in getting Zoe tested. Let's see. And phone lines are open for the rest of the show. If you have an animal or human medical care question you'd like to discuss with Dr. Al, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And know that no human will actually answer the phone. Gary will just put your line on hold. You'll hear the radio show playing on your phone. You know you've been answered. Just hold on till we bring you up on the air. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
We have some hot emails here that have just come in. So let me read you the first one here. This is to Dear Dr. Pluckner. And it says, on March 28th of this year, our beloved dog, Shania, died. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Shania. I'm so sorry to hear that, too.
No, 36 hours...
Before her death, she had been out for a long walk in the woods, came home and enjoyed her morning meal, and 5 minutes later laid down and did not want to move. We phoned our vet to inquire about a possible blockage from a bone. She was on a raw meat and bone diet, all organic, and we were assured that this does not happen with raw bones, which we already knew. We watched her carefully for the rest of the day, and though she appeared to be lethargic, she did not seem to be in any pain. When nothing had changed by the next morning, we phoned our vet again and headed out on the three-hour drive to Toronto. We ended up being sent to the emergency vet clinic, where they informed us that she had a ruptured spleen and a mass on the adrenal and could die within 10 minutes. Oh, we said our goodbyes, and she was euthanized while we held her close. Well, bless your hearts. I'm so glad you were with your girl to help her make her passing. Let's see. Needless to say, we were in complete shock. This beautiful dog had been the picture of perfect health until the day before, and we had no answers. After about a week, we started looking on the internet to try and figure out what had happened, and we found a lot of information on hemangiosarcoma, but no explanation as to why. Then we found your website. They mean your website, Dr. Al. And everything became very clear. Now we not only knew what had happened to Shania, but we also knew that she could have been saved. It has broken our hearts to lose this beautiful, loving dog who was only 8 3/4 years old. However, she will not have died in vain, because we are in the process of putting together a flyer about your research and your discovery of a genetic defect and how to prevent cancer from developing as a result of this defect. We will be distributing this flyer to every veterinarian we can possibly reach, and also to the editors of various newspapers. Thank you for this wonderful gift you have given to the world. We are going to help you spread it around. Merry Christmas and God bless you, Jan and Lee Ship. Whoa! How about that?
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a shame we couldn't have helped her.
Oh, I know. I'm tearing up. It breaks my heart. But they're absolutely right, because this dog, you know,
they're looking for alternatives, of which the profession is not giving them.
And what they're saying,
like,
though,
like Heather.
Yeah, but what Jan and Lee are saying, see, if they had tested their dog for the imbalance, you know, much earlier, and knew she had the imbalance, they could have regulated that imbalance, and she never would have gotten the hemangiosarcoma.
Well, it's tough. As you know, hind vision is always 20/20.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This is one of the reasons that I've worked so hard. I mean, to avoid these, to show people. People are looking to alternatives because they can't go to their profession because their profession doesn't know. And unfortunately, with the professions, often it's ignorance with an attitude. And look at poor Heather. I mean, Gary can relate to this, too. Imagine if your little girl was born.
We were talking about that off the air.
Yeah, and Heather's going to do everything she possibly can to make a difference. And she's already made a difference. And so, you know, modern day now medicine really comes from the heart of the people that need it. And unfortunately, it's difficult to go to the profession who I think are behind the times. I've had so many professionals tell patients, whether human or animal, stating that, well, you know, if his syndrome was that important and significant, it would have been taught in the schools. Not so. It doesn't work that way.
Nobody knows about it. Wow.
I know. And how do you really get it out except to those people that really care and know there is a better way? And can you imagine, too, with these lovely people that are doing this right now, when they do get a new puppy, you can do the hormones on the puppy and make sure the puppy is normal, or kitten,
right,
or baby, or full, and get it corrected before the medical effect occurs. So
yep.
The Pleckner syndrome, P for preventative, it really is, but it will help if the problems do occur. But the best medicine has always been lies in the prevention of it. You know,
oh, yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is, you know, why I made the decision I did back. I mean, Jan and Lee will appreciate this. You know, 6 years ago when you know, your latest book came out. I found you when your first book came out back in the 80s, so I'd been following your work since then. So I jumped on the opportunity to have you on the show as soon as the new book came out. And then when I realized that we really are talking here, that this underlies pretty much all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans, I felt like, geez, there's no way I could just go ahead with regular vet Sundays with vets that don't know about this and talk about treating symptoms or treating clinical signs but not getting to the root of the problem. So we suspended all other vet Sundays for a very long time and just featured you in order to get the word out. Now we still do vet Sundays with other vets, but pretty much the local holistic vets that we bring in and that we work with, they all know about this protocol and use it now because it's just such a huge thing.
And you know, it's holistic too, because WHOLE. And, you know, from the hemangiosarcoma standpoint, in the compendium, an article, I think it was published in either Townsend Letter or a Medical Hypothesis on cancer, but there was a whole family of Vizslas, of which the two parents did have the hemangiosarcomas. They were removed. And they do what happens, Martha, with this. This tumor goes to the right atrium of the heart.
Correct.
When it spreads.
Yeah.
And it had not. And so I was able to do the endocrine immune on both the parents. And they had the imbalance, obviously, got it repaired, controlled. Then they had six offspring. And we did the offspring. They all had the imbalance, got that corrected. And the last time I talked to the owner, it's been about a year or so, the parents were 15 or 16 years old, and the puppies were, they were 14 years old, and no hemangiosarcomas.
Wow.
So you can identify this as a cause and prevent the uncontrolled tissue growth that you see. And if you don't and you can't, it's so late in life that it doesn't even matter. How do we get this out? Well, thankfully for you, this has helped thousands and thousands of people that have listened. It gives them an alternative.
Well, you know,
the point of it is, hey, come on. Hey, this will help you. Try it. Look at it.
Absolutely. I'm like a dog with a bone. And
right.
I did the hanging in there until we get the word out. And by golly, it's just wonderful to know that it's happening now. It's starting. It's really taken hold all over the place. And guess what Gary and I were talking about? Because he was really relating to Heather, you know, having little Finley, his little girl, a year and a half old. He said, my goodness, as a parent and your child is in that much jeopardy and physical
distress,
you know, as parents, you're going to be trying to do anything. That's why
Heather has educated herself, has informed herself. She's looking for alternatives. And that's what I found when I got out of school. What I was taught wasn't working.
Yeah.
So that's my argument with the academia that I was hoping. I know they're so much brighter than I'll ever be in having them help prove this and get it out to the world. But it comes down to the point where, you know what, you have statistics, but I've got live patients.
Right,
So I'm not going to talk to you until you're really interested in learning and taking something back where you can help your patients, period.
Well, and how exciting is this? Gary and I were talking about this, that, you know, that the word is spread enough around here anyway, that here's Heather over in Ocean Shores, and she can't even listen to the show yet, but somebody's saying, call this number on Sunday morning because Dr. Al can help your daughter.
Right. And you know what Dr. Pace did?
Yeah, that's the naturopath in the Seattle area that is working with Dr. Al and doing this with humans. She's been so successful
with doing the Flechner syndrome that she's actually having some of her patients do some testimonials.
Wow.
That will go on to a human testimonial on the website.
Wow, how cool.
Along with the animal testimonials. So she's She's pumped. She's getting great results.
Well, we'll
getting
definitely,
results. I mean,
we'll
anybody
definitely.
That's doing it, we're getting good results. It is what it is. You just, you know.
Yeah. So there is one naturopath in the Seattle area that is doing this with humans and having great success. Now, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll do that. Dr. Al, I've got two more emails to go here. We're getting some great stuff today. I'm just delighted. But I just can't imagine the feeling we'd all have if Heather's daughter could be helped with this. And
I hope, so what you know, do, I hope that
yeah, cause the
I hope my syndrome's
is,
involved because I know she's got these other genetic problems. But the point of it is they don't need to be enhanced because there is this imbalance.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. You want to test because if she has the imbalance, you can say like, woohoo, there's something we can treat.
Right.
You know?
And I think Heather's already shown the fact that in changing foods and things, food is involved, and I guarantee her IGAs are fouled up. And Heather's smart enough to see this and do this, which I think is outrageous.
Yeah.
The imbalance, I honestly shouldn't say this, but I think there is the imbalance there. I really do.
Oh, I would be really surprised if it's not there. But, you know, we don't know until we test.
Exactly.
Anyway, you hold on. Everybody stay right where you are. Because remember, without you guys supporting our advertisers, there is no us. And we are having new advertisers coming on board because with the state of our economy right now, we're still going to have our animals. We're still going to have to spend money on them. So we want you spending your money on the companies and the products that are supporting Animal World here, me and Dr. Al and everything else that we do. So please pay attention and support them. Tell them you heard them here on Animal World. We will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animal companions. We've moved from Tuesdays at 5 to our new time, Wednesdays at noon to 1 p.m. We talk about animal communication, how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, life from the animal's point of view, and alternative ways of relating to those wonderful animal companions. I take your calls and talk directly with your animals about anything you'd like. Be sure to join us for an informative, fun, interesting, educational, and definitely unique hour of radio listening at our new time every Wednesday at 12 noon for Joy Turner's Talk With Your Animals, the show both you and your pets are going to love.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Those little purrs. Hey, y'all, it's Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the first Sunday of December, and that means Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Also, the Human Compendium of Articles, Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals, and the Human Health Implications. This basic endocrine immune imbalance applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, and underlies pretty much all chronic disease and illness and extreme behavior problems like fear and aggression. We'd love for you to call us. Phone lines will be open for the rest of the show. And you don't have to have a question about the imbalance. You don't have to even think your animal has it. If you've got a medical care question about your animal friends, give us a call. Dr. Al is a phenomenal resource, whether or not it has to do with this imbalance. Local number, 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. And if you would like to continue the stream of emails that we're getting, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
Here's the next email. Martha, I contacted you last spring about my 15-year-old male cat. He was losing weight, had occasional seizures, and would not let anyone examine his mouth. Since that time, he is much improved. He has gained over 1 pound, up to 9 pounds. He is on prednisolone, 5 milligrams daily, and we are giving him digestive enzymes. Last year, we believed he may have some form of soft tissue cancer, but at this point have ruled that out. He has been tested for hyperthyroid and it was negative. We use a bullet blender to puree his canned food, and that has helped a great deal with his mouth and throat sensitivity. Our cat is a good example of trying different approaches and not giving up. We realize at 15 plus years he is nearing the end of his life, but for now he is healthier than he was a year ago. Thanks for your help, Glenn. And, of course, prednisolone, that is the treatment for this imbalance for kitties, right, Dr. Al?
Right. That's your deficiency.
Yep, because you replace the cortisol. And we should say that treatment to stabilize this endocrine immune imbalance is a little different depending on whether you're in a human, dog, cat, or horse suit. So the treatment varies. The food allergy, food sensitivity issue is of most significant importance to dogs and humans, correct? Not as common with horses and
not
cats.
Not as common in cats. It'll mimic a food sensitivity, but it really isn't. It's just kind of that IgA deficiency with a raw stomach, so anything going down is going to pop back up.
Yeah, although every once in a while you run into a cat with a food allergy.
Well,
an actual
food sensitivity, sure.
Of course, I have one,
right.
So we know that it happens sometimes. All right, let's get to our next email here, because this involves a follow-up. This is from Peg in Olympia, Dr. Al, and the bulldog. Let's see, it says, with Dr. Al's help...
Biscotti.
Yeah, Biscotti, right. With Dr. Al's help, we are treating my English bulldog, Biscotti, for the imbalance. Mega esophagus, inflammatory bowel syndrome, proteinuria, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
She adopted. And
yeah.
She's a judge, as you know.
Yeah, she's a judge, and she rescued this dog.
Yeah, she's a great person like you are and your listeners are, and she adopted this dog knowing that Biscotti had all these problems. And basically, if Peg hadn't taken her, she would have probably been put to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, Peg goes on and says, her health as a result is much capitalized, improved, but does not yet have a quite normal EI1. She is not, that's the EI1, that would be the blood panel test. So she's saying that Biscotti
right.
is much improved, but the test results are not quite normal yet. She is not spayed, and we are putting the surgery off until she is healthier. Now, here, number one, after I adopted her from a rescue, she came into heat. She was supposed to have been spayed. This was the first week of August 08. Around that time, her health became increasingly worse. Was the increased ovarian estrogen perhaps a factor?
Yes, it was.
Okay, number two, if so, will her upcoming heat bring increased problems?
Not once we get her Biscotti normalized. With the adrenal estrogen, no.
Oh, okay.
Will not. And the ovarian estrogen won't just add to the summation of this. And the other end of the stick that nobody understands is that when there is this imbalance and the thyroid is not working, which you understand, Martha,
right.
The fact that whatever estrogen's there is going to stay there. It's going to build up. It's not going to be processed out correctly. So all of a sudden, you have an overdose of estrogen. Once this is taken care of, then she can be spayed. But to spay her now with the thyroid not working, anything going into her system, like an anesthesia,
would not be metabolized well.
Exactly right. So that's why you would use, and I think Peg knows this, once Biscotti is normal, the ticket is for his ovarian hysterectomy, you use a thing called isoflurane, where you can mask her down, the whole thing.
That's the gas anesthesia.
Exactly. It doesn't have to go through the liver, the kidney, the whole bit.
All right. And so even though she seemed to get worse when she came into heat before, now that her endocrine immune system is getting back to regulated, you would not expect an increase in problems when she goes into heat again because her endocrine immune system is much more stable.
Exactly. And I wouldn't wait for her to come back into heat. What I would do is get her normalized, which is what we're doing, hopefully within the next 3-4 weeks, and then get her spayed.
Okay. And then she says, number three, how should I time the EI1 draws around the time of her heat cycle?
Very simply, you have your veterinarian, Bill Burlingame, or whoever she's seen, do a vaginal smear. Okay?
Oh.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what you do is, what happens, Martha, is that as they call it proestrus, as a dog or cat patient starts to come into heat, if you do a vaginal smear, what happens is those big, round, happy-looking vaginal cells with big nuclei, they kind of look like a big fried egg in blue.
You're reminding me of my veterinary technology school days, because I had a dog that wasn't spayed and went into heat, and that was one of our projects in vet tech school, is that we did slides every day, you know, vaginal smears and slides, and I think I still have the whole collection of my dog's vaginal smears.
I can tell pretty much within a day or so when the patient's going to ovulate.
Yeah.
But you do get cellular changes, of which there can be, as they begin, red blood cells there, white cells. But what happens is that little nucleus in the center, that big kind of egg yolk, gets smaller and smaller. They call it pycnotic. And then it finally gets to a point where you've got like these light blue potato chips all over the slide, and that's when they ovulate. So the point of it is you can definitely do this to make sure when you're taking your estrogen that the patient is not in a beginning estrus. And that's really how you tell. Just like I say, with a woman that's still menstruating, you do the 7th day, probably the 28th day, and that tells you the difference for adrenal estrogen. That's all.
Okay. All right. Now, I need to keep us on time here because we're in the last hour of the show, and I don't own the radio station, so we can't go on forever.
Let's do it.
We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we continue, there's another part of Peg's email we need to cover, and then we have a shy listener who doesn't want to talk on the air, and Gary got the question, so we'll do that. Folks, if you still want to get in a question to Dr. Al, there's time. If you call now, you'll just be put on hold. We'll bring you up after the break. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World Live at hotmail.com, and we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Oh, I just always want to wait. There we go. Away in the manger. And then they sing all the Christmas carols. Oh, I can't wait. My neighborhood party on the 21st, the Salvation Army band comes. We sing Christmas carols. I wish the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs could be there. Oh, well, I guess I'm supposed to be doing something else now. Yes, that's true. Did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food has been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen. That begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you have opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the missing link. A little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits and guinea pigs and hamsters. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go to directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Don't just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine and Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes with it on the same subject. And Dr. Al's website is www.drpluckner.com. Lots of great information there, and the new website should be up shortly, and you can get the books through the website. Dr. Al, let's get back to Peg's email from Olympia.
Okay.
And she says here, additional note on my parrot's seizures.
Right.
I don't remember talking about a parrot.
Yeah, I talked to her about that and talked to her about certain nutrients and things that can cause that. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, listen to this. She says, I have a macaw, Bam Bam, that must be his name,
right.
Who has grand mal seizures, another rescue. Parrots cannot tolerate anti-seizure medications well, so that has not been an option. Based on Dr. Al's soy discussion on your show, I have cut out all soy from his food. At least in the short term, he seems much improved. Well, that's good. His seizures are fewer and less severe, and he recovers very quickly. Thanks. I didn't know pomegranates had high estrogen. I guess we'll be eliminating those, too. I didn't know
she was feeding pomegranates, to be honest with you.
Okay, I didn't know they had estrogen in them. I just heard mention that earlier in the show. Pomegranates are supposed to be so good.
The problem is this Sheila Doan, a gal that I'm working with and helping, her estrogen levels went up so far, you couldn't even believe it. It pinches her nose. She gets hot flashes a little bit on pomegranates. There is my web, or at least in my book, but there is a thing that your listeners can look at on the web going, and what I did was I Googled what foods contain estrogen, right? And you would be horrified.
Really?
Well, the neat part about
I'm going to go home and do that.
Yeah, if a person or an animal does have a true estrogen deficiency, there's no reason why they can't eat some of these foods to to elevate their estrogen, but you measure your estrogen first, then you eat the food, and 2 to 3 weeks later you remeasure your estrogen to make sure that you've absorbed it and you're eating enough of it to make a difference. But yeah, Sheila's big thing was, I'm eating a pomegranate right now. They call me Uncle Al. I'm eating a pomegranate right now, and I said, Sheila, look at this website. Mm-hmm. Don't be doing that, because you're taking in natural estrogen, and your ovarian adrenal estrogen is huge. You don't do that. Like soybean, they recognize that, but they don't realize some of the other foods that are high in estrogen. Unbelievable.
Well, and you need to be tested for the total estrogen, not just the ovarian estrogens.
Exactly. But in people, in women, you've got to do it, you know, unless they're peri or postmenopausal, you've got to do the 7th and the 27th, 28th day. In animals, if they've been spayed or they're out of heat, which, again, we talked about doing the vaginal smear, they're not in heat. You're not getting ovarian estrogen. Everything's adrenal. Uh-huh. And then in those animals that have had their ovaries removed, which makes it really easy for me, a lot tougher for the physicians, where's that estrogen coming from? Because I control their diet. And one quick thing, and I'll let this go. The interesting thing with foods is, you know, I'm interested, and I have been, with food input and how it affects the body, so on and so forth. And it's interesting, Martha, if you think about this, the food industry right now, the dog food, cat food industry, is kind of looking to the people that are people like yourself going, I'm not going to eat this because I know it's high in cholesterol. I'm going to do this. And so what's happening is you're seeing a coalescing, if you will, of those people like yourself, Gary, et cetera, that are eating healthy, and the pet food industry is starting to provide the same food that you eat for the pets. Fresh veggies, fresh fruits with the medical, the Heart Association tells you to eat. Less this, less that. And so what you're seeing is the raw food thing has come along. But the only bad thing about the raw food thing is, like with people too, fruits, veggies, all of this are highly important. You get vitamins if they're grown correctly. You get your enzyme. You get everything you need. However, with the raw meats, my fear, particularly with the patients that I deal with, is when they have an imbalance, goodness forbid, on a raw meat thing, if it is not parboiled or cooked, they can get salmonella. They can get E. coli,
yeah,
they can get Campylobacter. So in that, with the raw foods, I mean, I think the raw foods should be, personally, between you and me, should be made up where the meat sources are separate, frozen, fresh, whatever you're going to do, and then all the vegetables, fruits, so on and so forth, are fresh. If you're eating correctly, if you're just eating hamburgers and french fries and the whole bit, you know, don't even think about this. But, you know, this has come from years ago, Martha, where it said, hey, to feed your dog off the table is wrong. That was assuming the pet foods were adequate, which they were not.
Well, and that's a good thing you went to foods, because our next question, this was our shy listener who talked to Gary, wants to know what's your opinion on how dog food kibble is processed. And I know where they're coming from, because we did a show a couple weeks ago or so with Kevin Meehan, who is the naturopath and biochemist from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, who's formulated the Mulligan Stew food, canned foods.
Really, I heard that on your advertising.
Yeah, so Kevin was on the show not too long ago, and we got into a discussion about, because he was talking about why he would never make a dry food. And it had to do with the processing and the cooking of the dry foods, and he was talking about, he actually said baked foods were not as good as we thought they were because of the high heat involved, and it had something to do with altering the starches in the food, and that how that was really bad. And I don't remember all the details, but can you address any of that on the process, how dry food is processed?
Well, you know, when you look at dry foods and you look at the promos with, you know, glucosamine, you look at all the things that are put into the dry food that when they're heated up, enzymes, what have you, that's all killed.
Right.
Okay, and usually you've got 3 times more carbohydrate in a dry food than the same canned food. Okay, mm-hmm. And so the heating does alter it. And so far, nobody's really tested. Apparently, Kevin's looked at this. But, yeah, there is you can take the same dry food and the same canned food, and there are animals that can't touch the canned food because of changes due to heating. They all react to it and get diarrhea. And the big thing with the dry food, over the years, the manufacturers often will have them in these huge semi-trailer cooking things, of which they blow oxygen, air through the stuff, the kibble, as it's being dried, so that the actual nuggets are bigger. They may be empty calories, but they are bigger. So when you get a huge bag that weighs 30 pounds, whatever, you're going, oh, wow, isn't this great? Maybe not, you know? It's like huge strawberries, you know, as opposed to smaller ones that have the nutrients more concentrated. But I think he's absolutely right. I mean, at this point in time, any alteration of the foods you're doing can kill the vitamins, can kill the enzymes, can kill the value of the food. So, yeah, I buy that. I buy that.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm going to have to, the next time he's on the show, we're going to have that whole discussion all over again, because I remember what he was talking about, and I just remember that unless, I haven't had a chance to talk with my people, so I was going to talk to some of the people that know about dry food manufacturing, is if there's anybody that's doing cold extrusion, because he said cold extrusion was the only way to not alter the starches, to have them be so detrimental physically.
Well, you know, if they were denatured and not detrimental, that would be okay, because you could add back.
Right.
Fresh veggies.
But no, he says something about the heating. Didn't Gary, when he was talking about that, the heating did something to the starches that made them do something not good to bodies that ate them after that, which was why he said he would never do a dry food.
Which is interesting. I think it makes sense.
Yeah, but this is why, see, I know you guys don't necessarily want to talk on the air, but this is why I need you to talk to us on the air, because your memory may be better than mine, and you might be able to explain what Kevin said better than I can. So
well,
it's always good for you to talk.
No,
to
I've
us.
Never tested for the changes in the carbohydrate. And all I've ever done over the years is, here's a basic
diet.
Well,
he found something really significant, so that's something to look at.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's also very interested in your work and what you're doing. I, you know, probably would be a good idea to put you and him in touch.
I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he expressed interest in talking with you too. So
okay, which is cool. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, the public needs to know this. If we're feeding to our animals things that are detrimental because the carbs have been changed and they're actually hurtful, don't want to do this. You know, maybe the time has come to go to the fresh or, you know, your raw foods and add to that things like boiled white potatoes, carbs that haven't been altered that much that do agree. And we use things to extend diets, too. And what it does is it kind of guarantees to you if that diet is not helping the animal, we're putting protein, cottage cheese, a bunch of stuff into it that can be healthy for that animal, even if what they're eating is not. But his point, which is really interesting, is if, in fact, those carbohydrates are being changed into something that's detrimental, then right away, do not feed. Bang. And I agree with him.
Yep. All right. Now, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time, I just want to point something out to all of you listening, and that is Dr. Al's attitude here around this. And this is the attitude I'd like to see in all doctors. Unfortunately, especially a lot of our veterinarians, and MDs related to Dr. Al's work, you mention it, and it's blinders up. Oh, he's wrong. It's a quack. It's not. They won't even look at it. Did you hear Dr. Al's response when I mentioned what Kevin discovered about starches and the heating in the food? Did you hear him say, that's baloney, you know, we've been feeding for dry food? He said, that is something I want to know more about. We should be paying attention to that. And if that, in fact, is the case, then we need to make changes and we need to stop doing that entirely. So that's just important to know, that you want a doctor that's got that kind of an open-minded attitude. If it's something new or different, instead of poo-pooing it, I want to know more about it. Because if that's true, I need to look at it. So just food for thought. That's the attitude you want. You want. To
well,
have.
You know what you want too. You know, your education is only a stepping stone, hopefully, to the future. And if we knew everything about everything, everything would be good. It's not that way. So the point of it is, and I tell my people with my patients, hey, you know what? I don't care who does it. I just want it done correctly. And I only know what I know, and I don't know a lot of other things. And there are other people out there that are better qualified that I will send you to and work with, because all you care about and I care about is making the patient better.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude. You, if it's an ego thing, forget it. Move on. You don't need that.
Yep. All right. Hold on, Dr. Al, and we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors and back at you. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer more from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Yeah. Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I'd done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. It's a very virtual
world. Come on out with us.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet food. Go to www.canaday.com for more information.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winding down this last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we'll be here next week. And every week, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, Dr. Al, let's see. We have got one last caller here, so we better get to that right away. Caller, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Yeah, acrylamide. That was what you were looking for.
Oh, yeah. Now, who is this?
This is Lyric.
Lyric, all right.
Yeah. He said just do a... Do a Google search for acrylamide.
Acrylamide, that was it. Now, can you explain what he said about that?
He said taking something moist rapidly to a dry state. And he said that, like baking, I mean, your bread was okay, but
because it was slower, it baked slower. That's why bread was okay, because it baked slower.
Mm-hmm. But taking anything rapidly, and I guess they do it in like minutes or seconds or something when they make the pet food.
Right. Then somehow it creates acrylamide from the starches.
Right.
And do you remember what he said acrylamide does?
How interesting, though.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You know, we always did with, I'm trying to think of the company here. It was Nature's Recipe, certainly, but the people that did Aviderm, so on and so forth.
Oh, that's Breeder's Choice.
Yeah, Breeder's Choice.
Yeah.
Hal Taylor and his sons, everything was baked very slowly.
Right.
And you could smell it, because I take home a fresh bag of this stuff in my car, and I'm going, whoa, I'm going to eat that.
And Kevin said...
Well, we always bake things very slow, but I think, like you're saying, anything that's high heat or just really extreme is going to kill the nutrients, and it's interesting that he has found the fact that it does, in fact, create a toxin, which is, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, that's
period.
What he's saying. Yeah, but it was...
What
it
a great input, though. I mean, and, you know, at this point in time, what needs to be found out is if you are feeding, and call the companies up going, how do you bake this? Are you extruding it? Are you killing it? What are you doing? They may not tell you, but I'll tell you what. I think the more you get into fresher foods, as he's saying, and those foods that, if you can do it, that are not heated up and extruded. And that's the extrusion process is the thing that's probably killing it. But it's how interesting that, you know, here we come again, you know, with some of the China food and some of the other things. And here we are in our own country doing something that's hurting our animals.
Yeah.
You know, and the question is, when you look at dried food for people, too, are they doing the same thing? Are they baking it? Are they extruding it? You know, what's happening with graham crackers, with, you know, crackers in general?
Yeah. I mean, he did say really something about crackers.
He said something about crackers?
He kind of said something about crackers, or somebody asked him something about crackers. I think that was, they were kind of indicted too. When you do acrylamide, it comes up with the FDA site is the first one that comes up. And I had enough bad stuff as it was.
Oh, so if
well,
you...
Yeah, you know, every dry food should be, I think the listeners ought to call in and say, hey, I'm feeding this, I'm feeding that, I'm doing this. Could you check to see if you got acrylamides in it?
Yeah.
That's how you tell. If you don't have it, and, you know, Kevin thinks other things are okay, go for it. But if not, and you've got acrylamides and it is a problem, forget it. Get away from
it.
Don't
buy
that kibble.
Yeah, he said the only way to get away from the acrylamide was that the food either needs to be cooked very slowly,
right,
or it needs to be cold processed.
Right. Or not cooked at all, depending on what it is. The meat,
right, exactly.
The rest of the stuff does not have to be.
But it was cooking. It was cooking the grains and the carbs that created the acrylamide, wasn't it, Lyric?
Yeah, rapidly going from a wet state to a dry state was what he said.
Yeah.
How interesting. Well, good for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Lyric. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling and clearing that up.
All right.
And I'm not going to eat any more kibble now.
Yeah, or we want to know how it's cooked, fast or slow. Because if it's fast, it's not good.
I'm not going to burn my eggs again. I can see that.
Well, you can burn...
Yeah, or my potatoes.
Yeah, it's burnt toast, maybe.
Toast comes up right away.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if that's a problem. After the first of the year, we'll have Kevin back again. We're going to have to talk more about this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And anyway, Lyric, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. Now, Dr. Al, unfortunately, we are out of time, and so we've got to wrap up, but I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us.
My pleasure.
We will talk again the first Sunday of January.
I'll look forward to it.
And, folks, if you want to get copies of Dr. Al's book, go to his website, www.drplechner.com. He's available for consultation through the website. The book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and there's the Human Compendium of Articles as well. So, Dr. Al, happy holidays. We'll
talk to you also, Martha and Gary and your baby and everything, and, you know, Heather too.
Heather and Helen and everybody that called in. Lyric, thank you so much for your calls and your input, all of the wonderful emails and the work you're doing to help spread the word. We really appreciate it. So, happy holidays, Dr. Al.
Well, you too, Martha.
All right.
2009 is going to be healthier.
All right.
Me.
We'll talk to you then. Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Next week, we've got the Department of Fish and Wildlife in the house. Bruce Richards, along with Mishka, the state's first Carilion bear dog. Martha Jordan will be here. We're going to be talking about those dogs, how they can make the handling of wildlife in our area safe and humane without the killing. And we're going to kick off a fundraising program to purchase 2 more Carilion bear dogs for our state. Woo! I'm so excited about that. I can't wait for this discussion next week. At any rate, It's almost time for Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis, and Bob's in the house. What's happening, Bob?
Hello, Martha. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're terrific.
Did you have a better ferry ride this Sunday?
The ferry ride was good.
Because you were fogged in last Sunday.
We were, but the energies out there were cutting like a knife.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're popping and cracking. We're, you know, we're trying to take care of the energies of the earth and the people, and it's just people with their energy. So
what's going on today? Are you doing anything special, or just open phone lines and everybody gets readings, or what's on?
Open phone lines, and if Gary has it, we have a channeled little excerpt of Robin channeling Ronald Reagan on the political situation of today.
Oh, no, wait a minute. So when you say channel, that usually means that soul vibration will speak through.
That's true.
Ronald Reagan actually talked through Robin?
Yes, and we had somebody, a professional interviewer, interview her.
Wow.
All right.
So Robin's bringing Reagan through, and someone else is asking Robin questions,
right.
But it's really Ronald Reagan that's answering?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be glued to my radio, I'll tell you that.
Gary, do you have that? Did you get that little excerpt I sent you this morning?
I'll get it.
Okay. Gary will get it ready now. Do we know when in the show is it going to air? Because, you know, I have to be able to get myself out of here and out to my car, I don't want to miss anything.
It's going
to
air after the break and after we talk a little bit. So,
okay.
First couple minutes, first 10 minutes or so.
All righty, you guys, you heard it. Ronald Reagan next on Mystic Radio.